This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The situation at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq's capital was quieter Thursday after Iranian-backed paramilitary groups left the area. The withdrawal brought to a close a two-day standoff that began with militiamen and their supporters attacking the embassy compound, wrecking a reception area, setting several fires, and writing graffiti as they protested against U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia group. Those strikes, which took place in Iraq and Syria, came in response to the killing of a U.S. contractor in a rocket attack. Australian officials have given thousands of tourists less than 48 hours to evacuate from coastal areas of Australia as the country prepares for searing heat that's expected to aggravate deadly bushfires. At a news conference, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says authorities are responding to widespread power outages and fuel shortages due to the wildfires.
Victoria and New South Wales, which have been completely devastated with a loss of power, with a loss of communications, every absolute effort is in train to ensure that those things can be stood up as soon as possible.
Authorities are warning visitors to leave before Saturday when temperatures are expected to climb above 40 degrees Celsius. The heat coupled with gusting winds is expected to create dangerous conditions that officials say could be as bad as any so far. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said he would ask Parliament to grant him immunity for corruption charges. That's a step that could delay his trial for months. The step most likely puts the trial on hold until after elections in March, when he hopes to win a majority coalition that would shield him from prosecution. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.